Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Last night, Amazon Prime. Joe, how was the broadcast last night? I haven't gone back and watched the TV broadcast yet.
It was okay. It wasn't... I just... Owen and I were talking about this earlier this morning. I have trouble getting behind the whole... We both pointed out the Herb Street thing where he just doesn't seem to know the players' names. And, I mean, if you want to go back and listen to any point in the morning show, Owen had a phenomenal point made about it, but he's just calling out numbers 90% of the time. Like, he doesn't, I don't know. Like, that's one thing I pointed out. And then the play clock stopped working. Did you notice that down on the field at all? Like, did you see the play clock stop?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They announced it in the stadium that the play clock would be held from the referee.
Yeah, okay. And then one other thing with the referee, the unfortunate injury that happened in the end zone, they showed a replay of that. On the broadcast.
What happened to Adrian Hill? Did he like turn his calf or Achilles? I don't even know.
It looks like he popped his Achilles. All of a sudden he was jogging and then he lifts up his foot, he's hopping, he can't walk.
Yep.
So yeah.
Yeah, we didn't see exactly the injury, but we saw him go off the field, helped off, and then we saw him get into a cart. And I was just adding that to the monstrous injury report, by the way, from the night, right? I mean, it's like at that time you're like, okay, let's add Adrian Hill. By the way, Adrian Hill went to the University of Buffalo, the referee last night. Did you know that?
I did not know that. It's pretty cool.
And he went to the University of Buffalo, and he's literally a rocket scientist. He like propulsionary nuclear engine, rocket engineering or something. I don't even know. Something like that. It's crazy.
Yeah, officiating's the part-time job, right? Is that?
Yeah, it's exactly right. That's exactly right. I didn't have a problem with the officiating last night. Bills made a couple of critical penalties, especially on returns. The field position all night was terrible partly because they were hurting themselves with penalties on returns. The first kickoff and the first punt, they had returns penalties that put them back inside their 10-yard line.
Yeah.
So
it was like clockwork. Every return, it was just yellow on the graphic down at the bottom. You couldn't get away from it at all.
And then you're like, okay, let's hope there's not a penalty on this one. And Ray Davis takes one to the house on his birthday, by the way. I was wondering how many people have ever had a kickoff return on their birthday in the NFL for a touchdown.
That's a good question.
Ray Davis did that last night at the age of 26. Herb Street, by the way, I posted a picture on social last night, not on Twitter, my Instagram, but in case you haven't seen it, his dog, Pete.
You met him?
It's great. I did. I got to meet Pete on the field. And the reason I say it is Pete wasn't at the Bills game. He was, but he wasn't up in the press box area, so I didn't see him. And then, so I saw him on the field. I'm like, I got to meet Pete. Pete is a great dog. And literally, they take the picture like, Pete, look at the camera. And Pete looks at the camera. It's crazy.
He's media trained.
He is media trained, yeah. So it was really nice to meet Pete down on the field with Kirk Herbstreit last night. All right, by the way, the Barnes Firm injury report is, when we talk about all these injuries, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured for help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. A lot last night that happened that we'll hear from Sean McDermott later today in the at 4 p.m. I believe it is, where he will speak to the media, give an update on Spencer Brown, Terrell Bernard. That looked bad. He was in a sling afterwards, friendly fire, so to speak, if you want, with Matt Milano coming in at the arm, and seemed like the arm and elbow bent the wrong way. Spencer Brown, his arm was in a sling in the locker room after the game. He went back in, but then he came back out. You had A.J. Epinesa get his neck checked out. He went back in. Khalil Shakir, I think it was a shoulder, but he was clear to go back in. Max Harrison left the game early, did not return. Head evaluation for him. I don't even know. I might be missing somebody because there were just guys that were dropping out. And that's this Thursday night stuff, man, that people talk about. Right. Yeah. So last night, not only, you know, losing the game, but losing players last night for the Bills. And that's been happening all year for them. Okay. We will, if we have time, we'll hear from Sean McDermott. You know, but in the meantime, let's just keep firing up the calls because I'd rather hear from you than play that sound at this point. But I will play the sound at some point if we have some time. But I want to hear what you have to say about last night. Let's get to Mike in Colorado. Hi, Mike.
Yes. Good morning. First of all, I want to tell you I personally appreciate your dedication. I know you have a family and
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You're working on a lot of short days a lot of times, so I don't want that to be dismissed by some people. But
I just say that, you know, I know what I got into in this business, and I love it more than anything. I appreciate you saying that. It is a rough morning sometimes like this, but especially when the Bills lose and you know that you're going to have to, you know, have to kind of walk through it with the calls and things like that. I appreciate that. But you know what? We're here, and then we'll have a couple of days to kind of reset a little bit. So thank you for that, Mike.
Okay. Let's get into it here a little bit. The offensive line got totally immaculated last night. You know, Deion Dawkins, I think he's getting a little too comfortable in his own celebrity. You know, key to the city. Oh, I race cars. Oh, yeah, I'm quite the personality. How about staying with some blocks for a while? How about that? Second of all, defensive line. Who is the coach for the defensive line? This has been an issue for quite a while. Who's the coach? So can somebody give me a name?
Yes, they have defensive line coaches. They have several of them. Marcus West is one. Ryan Nielsen is another. And Jason Rebrovich is another. They have several defensive line coaches.
Well, okay. Well, the one or two or three of them, whoever it is, some second-tier firings should be in line. I realize you're not going to get rid of the main people. It's, you know, it's midseason. They're just not going to do it. But some second-tier firings should be in line, and maybe, just maybe, it would shake up this team. I think you need something that's going to maybe shake this team a little bit to maybe start, you know, having some people think, you know, you may be able to coast to a 10 or 11 season, you know, victory, you know. But at the end of the day, unless some people get shooken up on this team, maybe that's what they need to light a fire under them for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the season, all those things are always on the table. There are changes every year. There's always changes in the coaching staff. Some are by their own volition. They take jobs elsewhere, and then we hear the, oh, nobody wants to work with McDermott stuff when they go and take another job for a promotion or something. And then you have the firings and, you know, changes. And those things happen every year under the surface. Sometimes you know a little bit more about it. Sometimes you don't. But nobody really focuses on it unless it's really a coordinator. And I think those are the ones, and I understand what you're saying, though, but I will tell you, though, that at the end of the year, those things, you know, get evaluated. You're right. Not something that happens at this point in time. Let's go to Billy in Toronto. Hi, Billy.
Hey, Sal. Listen to a lot of these calls. I'm glad I'm not near a bridge, for God's sakes. I mean, Sal, to me, this is what you call a football season. I mean, last week our offense looked dominating, and then we didn't look good at all. in yesterday's game. Our defense looked terrible last week. It looked good. It looked, you know, more than good this week. This is just a football season, and it's been a topsy-turvy season. I get it. I get the frustration and all that stuff. But, Sal, I've said this once. I'll say it a million times. Just get me to the playoffs. This season I think the Bills just want to get back to get into the playoffs. And once they get there, Sal, I will take them against anybody, especially this season. I'll take them as long as we got Josh back there. Games were going to look good. Games were going to look bad. But I am telling you, this team is still as good as we've always thought they're going to be. And I'll take my chances with them in the playoffs. That's all I got, Sal.
I would say that if the Bills get to the playoffs, and they should, I agree that anything can happen. When you have Josh Allen, other teams have injuries too, anything can happen. I think the difference is, Billy, and I appreciate your optimism, I do, and I love when you call and you're like that. I think, though, the difference is people see that this team has too many flaws and inconsistencies compared to other teams we've seen in the past get to certain points, you know? All right, Jerry, hold on. Bruce, hold on. I'll get right back to you. And your phone call is 803-0550. We'll take a timeout here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We have open phone lines as well. We'll do that after this timeout here on a Buffalo Football Friday on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.